food, purified water, blankets, tents. Relief goods worth $200,000 have been donated by the Chinese embassy and community in Zimbabwe to help those badly hit by Cyclone Idai. Speaking at the handover ceremony for the goods, Ambassador Guo Xiaochun says China stands ready to support Zimbabwe through this difficult time. Guo suggests that besides the emergency aid to help relieve the disaster triggered by Cyclone Idai, more assistance is coming from China to help with Zimbabwe's development.
In the next few days, the Chinese government will provide more assistance through official channels. We will donate funds and 10,165 tons of rice to the Zimbabwean people and drill 500 boreholes for Zimbabwe this year. We hope all this support will help Zimbabwean people to gain strength and confidence to overcome the difficulty.
Local groups such as the Chamber of Chinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe, the Chinese Federation of Zimbabwe, and the Zimbabwe-China Business Association have contributed to the donations. The Sino-Zim Wildlife Foundation, an organization dedicated to protecting wild animals in Zimbabwe, has also dispatched 3 inflatable rescue boats to the affected areas to help those who are still trapped. Zimbabwe-China Business Association Vice President Li Manjuan says the Chinese community in Zimbabwe is eager to make their own contributions to the disaster relief efforts in spite of the economic hardship. She says more relief goods are pouring in and will be delivered to the disaster-stricken areas in the coming days.
The Chinese community, be it enterprises or individuals, is undergoing a hard time as the local economy is still sluggish. Yet they are actively making donations. We've collected several truckloads of goods in 4 days' time, and more donations are coming.
An official with the Ministry of Defense and War Veterans Affairs has expressed his gratitude for the help from China. Permanent Secretary Martin Rushvaya says the donations will relieve the suffering of the victims.
This donation of various assortment of food items and blankets by the Chinese embassy in conjunction with the Chinese business community will go a long way in alleviating the plight of the victims of the cyclone. As the saying goes, a friend in need is a friend indeed.
The first batch of relief goods has been delivered to the cyclone-affected areas. Cyclone Idai has killed at least 98 people in Zimbabwe. Hundreds are still missing. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa is visiting the worst-hit areas, leading the rescue operations. For CRI, I'm Gao Junya, reporting from Harare, Zimbabwe.